The whole time you're having this conversation.
Oh, wow.
Is this motherfucker actually on his phone?
Zoom in.
Is he actually?
Yo, let me tell you something about Skywater. This motherfucker. Look.
Is he the ash everywhere, guys?
Look, Sky, you got a record out bubbling right now, right? You have a few records out bubbling right now.
Thank you.
And really, you're the talk of the internet right now, which is fucking incredible. Congrats.
Thank you, bro.
Why you make that face?
Very hot right now.
I mean, look.
I think at the end of the day, you are who you are, and you've embraced exactly who you are and want to be, which is incredible.
Way better.
There you go.
All right. Let's bring on our first guest, huh?
Oh, damn. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to do that.
All right. Our first guest of the night is Skywater.
Yeah.
Three.
What's up? I'm saying, I just want everyone to know we did this twice.
Yeah, we did. We definitely did.
And we're going to blend them together, whichever one looks the best. Sky, what up?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I am great, man. We appreciate you coming on the show. As you know, this isn't that serious a show. We might ask you some music questions, some personal questions, life questions, and, you know, just see where it all goes. So, first and foremost, I've been working with Sky for 5 years, right? Four or five years?
Four, yeah.
And it's been amazing to just watch you continue to elevate, you know what I mean? Build your sound and push through all of the bullshit of the music industry. So I wanted to really salute you on that, you know what I mean? Just because there's ups and downs, there's, you'll be hot, which you were, right? And you had two hit records and then you went back in the lab and now you have these new records that are starting to react. A lot of people can't do that. They feel like once one wave is over, you know?
I mean, it could definitely feel like that a lot of time, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, especially being so far from home, like, I can only go, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it.
Tough. How is it being away from home, bro? Is it?
I feel like this is your home now. No New York, LA?
Low-key, I feel like, especially recently, I've had to, like, shed a lot of, like, bullshit from home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Family shit?
Not necessarily. Really, like, environmental shit.
Yeah, you know?
So I miss home, but I know, like, out here, like, I'm evolving more as a person, like growing, and have the freedom to like just be myself.
Who do you have at home?
Just my family.
Sure. Mother, father.
Yeah, and then like two sisters, one brother.
Oh. You get along with the fam? Yeah, same. We're a close knit group of people. Dizzy, you got good family roots too.
Yeah, fairly good. You know what I mean? Even me and my sister get along a little bit now.
Now. Shit, his sister was a wild out growing up.
No, my sister's a wild out now. I don't know what to do with her. I'm going to look right in the camera because I'm looking at you. I know you're going to watch it.
A wild out how?
I won't put out all her business. I love my sister to death, but we're also like we're separated, right? We're 12 years apart. Mm. So she's a lot younger than me. We've always had that like father-daughter relationship more than brother-sister. Mm-hmm. And it's been hard for, she probably hates that, but it's the only way I know how to really be, you know what I mean?
So you're very strict on her.
Yeah, man, and I've done all the shit she's doing, and she looks at it as like, yo, you did it, like, let me learn, where I'm like, yo, I didn't have anybody to tell me.
Right. See, I'm the opposite. My sister was like a mini-me, and I loved every minute of it. I don't know if you remember this, but when the power outage of like 2008, there you go, and I walked from 145th Street. You remember that shit? Mm-hmm. I bought the mixtapes, mm-hmm. I think from Luca actually at that point. And I walked from 145th to 42nd Street to catch the Hampton Jitney bus out to go to the crib we had rented. And my sister snuck in the crib and threw a party there. She didn't know I was coming out.
I remember that.
And I got there. She had left by this point, right? I got there late at night because the power was off, everything. But people were literally trying to escape New York City. So I got on like the last bus. People were trying to fight to get on the bus. And I get out there and there's throw up all over my house. There's fucking beer cans. There's like a fucking garbage can floating in the pool.
What?
You're excited?
I was like, she got it.
See,
she was like 16.
I'd lose my mind, bro. Which I probably shouldn't because I've done all that shit. So I probably shouldn't, but I just.
But you turned out good.
I turned out luckily. By accident.
I don't know, you know, I respect it because I look back on how I was and I turned out all right. And
I had a lot of fun doing it. It's the drugs.
The drugs for sure. That really worried. Even my friends are worried about because my cousin overdosed, you know?
Yeah, bro. Well, I mean, how many of our friends, you know, I could only assume your friend, but like I've had so many of my boys die, or you know what I mean? So many people just perish.
Well, this took a dark turn, didn't
no,
it?
No, but I'm just...
Sky, let's talk about the new single, Rain.
Yeah.
I didn't take my Zoloft today, so I don't know what you want me to do.
I thought we was going into a rabbit hole. I was like...
yeah.
You're like, well, I'm here for this too, because like my day started this way.
No. We can't go there. Not this early in the pod. Once we get drunk, if we want to talk our problems, you know what I mean?
You got me drunk already, so I don't know what you're talking about. Once we get drunk, we're already drunk, bro.
Speak for yourself. I'm not drunk yet. I don't know if I want to talk music with you, Sky, or lifestyle, like, mm-hmm. or just what's next for you. I seen you were with Uzi the other day, which is fire. Yeah. And interviewing you is a little funny, because I knew you were with Uzi, because we work together, so
yeah.
I was the one that technically was like, yo, Uzi wants to see this thing with you. But I'm going to pretend like I'm just talking to you randomly now. Mm-hmm. So you were in with Uzi.
Yeah, it was
cool. That's not the first time in with Uzi. You have a banger with him already, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute since I, like, spoke to him, though. Mm-hmm. So it was good to definitely, like, get in again. I was in there for, like, 16 hours, bro.
I seen that shit. And the internet went crazy when you guys posted that one picture, too.
We went straight back.
Word right back into the studio. Mm. That was like 2 days straight, right?
Yeah, I missed
so here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on 2C by any chance when you did the 2 days straight?
Wait, no, what's that?
We were just talking about this before you came on. He doesn't even know what it is.
The pink shit.
Yes.
Nah, never seen that. Never taken that.
My dog. We should have taken bets before you came on. Because Anna loves it. Mike loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big in like the club rave scene, so I thought you would have known about it.
I mean, I've like.
Yo, okay, well, hold on.
Thank you, my brother.
Hold on, can we pause this for a second? Yeah. Busy, hold on. Busy's giving him an ashtray, and the whole time you're having this conversation.
Oh, wow.
Is this motherfucking ashtray on his phone?
Zoom in.
Is he actually?
Yo, let me tell you something about Skywater. This motherfucker, look.
Is he the ash everywhere guy?
He's 100% the ash everywhere guy.
Okay, I didn't think this was gonna happen this early in Sky's trip to New York, right? But boom, I'm walking out the door. I look into the bathroom for whatever reason and I see something on the sink. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, that cannot be ash on the sink. And it's actually not. It's good weed. But that is ash. So like, what happened? Were you just like smoking in the mirror? And then you were just like, blah, 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 and just ashed in the sink? Whew. Either way, man, congrats. This just elevated the whole ash anywhere, man. Wow.
Yo, you might be the king of that shit.
Yo.
No.
He didn't even ask for an ashtray.
Diz, would you ever do that?
I just didn't want to, like, that's I didn't want to keep walking over there.
I seen him do it. I was like, yeah,
I was like, that's some young shit. That's some young shit.
It's the youth.
And it's like, I ash on my phone all the time. That's such
she's
a...
Right, she's
oh, that's hilarious.
So you never did 2C because we were asking the youth. You're the youth, obviously. We're old men at this point. I never did 2C, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on the next episode. We're going to get some good 2C.
No, you're not.
On the next episode.
You're not doing 2C on the next episode. You're
Why
not.
Are you lying?
I thought the goal was to get canceled. What are you not fucking with you? But I will try it. I'm down to try it.
No, I wouldn't try it. My wife is definitely gonna watch this, so I would never try it.
I know you're not fucking. I'm
never
not
try
letting
it.
You try no fucking.
Me and wifey do Molly.
Yeah.
Molly, whatever.
Clap it up for Molly, guy.
Wait, y'all do that for fun?
Yeah.
Oh, me and Keto come out
now.
You want to do Molly
K-pop,
with the girls?
All types of shit. Listen, I do drugs. I don't give a fuck. You could put it on there. All the positive shit I do for communities, youth, all that shit, I still do drugs. I don't care. I like
my
drugs.
My agent is good.
What the fuck, man?
What's wrong with that? You don't have to do drugs just because I do.
No. I'm just saying. Nah. I'm not saying about you. I'm saying me.
I'm definitely getting fired.
I
want to do drugs.
No, why would you get fired? I would never fire you. I love him to death. I love you to death. You're my bro. I ain't firing you. I'm just saying my agent's not gonna like it. He's just not a good influencer.
You're doing this pod. It's not a pod. It's a talk show. That's what you're gonna say to him. And you just chill and book me some goddamn shows, motherfucker.
No, say what you really mean. He's saying that was a PG version.
That was a PG version. Because I know he's going to watch this. Shout out to Matty Frost.
My brother.
Oh, you know him too?
No.
That's hilarious. I'm like, Frosty knows this guy? How the fuck?
Is his first name Matt? It is, right? Matt Frost.
Yeah. I don't know. We could probably bleep that out, right?
Yeah.
Is that a problem? I got to... No, right?
HR, it's all good?
He's my agent.
It's all good.
Cool.
He's my agent.
So, Sky, you got a record out bubbling right now. right? Mm-hmm. You have a few records out bubbling right now.
Thank you, bro.
And really, you're the talk of the internet right now, which is fucking incredible. Congrats.
Thank you, bro.
Why you make that face?
It's very hot right now.
I mean, look.
I think at the end of the day, you are who you are, and you've embraced exactly who you are and want to be, which is incredible, right? Like, a lot of people are scared to do that, won't do that.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And a lot of influential people that are super...
I do think it's important. You know what I mean? I just think... Like, I've never been in the front seat of that shit before.
Right.
So it's like, just a new experience.
Do you have imposter syndrome?
Sometimes.
What is that?
But like, not right now, though.
Imposter syndrome is pretty much you feel like... So, I was describing how I felt to a person one time, like, about this whole shit, about me doing comedy, all that shit.
Right.
And I had said that I always feel like I got to where I am by accident.
Right. Mm.
Like, all the work I did, everything I did was just by accident. And I still feel that way. I it's hard for me to get away from that. And he was like, bro, you got imposter syndrome. And I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Cool. And he said, I learned that, like, meeting, like, a lot of people that I, like, considered, like, I won't say, like, invincible, but, like, huge artists that I really respected. Like, they would always, like, always have the same conversation. Yeah. Like, everyone feels that way.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone with success, I kind of...
But is that because of, like, fans and trolling? Like, oh, you're not that funny? Oh,
no.
You're just you are, like, just in general.
But that makes it even worse. Like, a lot of times, I'll troll back on the comments a lot of times. And people can say whatever the fuck they want. A lot of people say they don't care about the comments. The reality is, I respond to the first 100 comments of every video.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
For engagement purposes?
Yeah, for engagement purposes, for a few reasons, but I feel like it's just like the right thing to do.
You're on social media a decent amount of...
Heavy. And I think a lot of times people say they don't feel a certain way when people lay comments, but you're a human being, bro. Of course you do.
Yeah. So you troll your fans sometimes?
I troll, not even fans. A lot of the people who are talking shit aren't even fans. They'll be following you, but they're not necessarily fans. They're not buying a ticket to my show. They're not, you know what I mean? A lot of it is just...
Right, just, there are trolls all over the internet. It's just fucking people that are just...
Yeah.
They have nothing better to do than just sit there and worry about you.
And for him, I feel like it's worse because you're younger and the younger generation is more in tune with that shit. I have a very older demographic with kids who are married and you don't. So I'm sure it's much harder for you.
I guess so, but I think you also take it less seriously when it's people that haven't experienced as much.
Also, I think your generation is way, like... cooler and like easier on the trolling. Maybe I'm bugging, but it just feels like they embrace more than fucking like us. Yeah.
His generation?
Yeah. Well,
bro, you've been
23?
On TikTok? 24. Those kids are savage.
No, I don't even have a TikTok. So.
Oh, those kids are savage.
They get crazy on it, but I think there is a culture of it being kind of like, because I've seen whenever like people respond to like a troll, it's like, it was never that serious. Why are you responding to me? So it's like, I think you're right. Like,
I just see, like, look at Uzi, right? We'll just use him as an example, right? You'll see, like the older heads be like, oh, or Playboy Cardi. Oh, this is how he's dressing right now. He got this on or that on. Mm-hmm. And they're legitimately mad, right?
Yeah.
But the young kids, and even, like, I'll have this conversation with Anna or whoever, the young kids are way more open to just being themselves and, like, embracing this shit. So I don't feel like they're trolling as much as, like, I bet you most of those people trolling are like old, angry motherfuckers.
Nah, it's a lot of younger people too.
Really?
Yeah. But it's like, bro, people be from everywhere. Like,
right, I guess that's just...
You know what I mean?
I also just think like Anna, Mikey, even Sky.
That's that generation.
Yeah, no. That's that generation. But I've met kids from their generation who aren't... Like, they're definitely like emotionally intelligent, way more than I was at that age.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think it's just them as individuals. I don't necessarily think it's... Because my sister's her age. And so is my brother. And they are not the same.
I'm saying it's an environmental. That's what I'm saying. People come from everywhere, so it's definitely an environmental thing. I think.
Yeah, but I think it also could just be like a solo thing. You feel like all your friends. I mean, not the people you circle around with now, but like back home. You feel like they're all like you. I would assume not. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Hey, Doe, can I get another drink over here? Another tequila.
No showrunner.
Jacob, you're never gonna hear the end of this. Look, we're gonna zoom in on Jacob's face.
Can I get another one?
Yo, when Busy said that, Jacob went like this. we're rewinding that clip. You're going on. You're going on.
Did you catch that shit?
Did we catch it? We got cameras everywhere, baby. You pick your nose, you're getting caught on this motherfucker. It's happening. It's going down. So look, you said no questions are off limits, okay? So we've been living together for what, a month or two?
Yeah, like 2 months.
Rate me as a roommate, because I'm going to rate you right back.
10, bro.
He feels bad. Nah, I'm going to give you a 1.
No, bro, come on. I'm going to rate him back, and it's a 10, but I was going to
say what comes with him being a roommate.
Okay, I see.
You feel me? So I appreciate you think I'm a 10.
Yeah.
What comes with me? Like, the fact that I don't stock the fridge, there might not be toilet paper, what, like, any beef?
I mean, bro, there's always toilet paper, like...
Oh, you must be the one using it all, because when I get here, there's never any fucking toilet
paper. Oh, I mean, downstairs there's toilet paper.
Oh, so you stash it down.
No,
okay.
That's not true. I mean, bro, I would say 10, bro. I feel like I'm having a great experience here, and I'm getting to work.
And that means the world to me.
Can I say something? Yeah. I just want to say something.
I'm coming at his head after this.
Yes.
You, the fact that Johnny, this is why you're successful, right? You do realize that.
What?
The reason you're, the fact that you open your crib up.
I love, that's my little bro.
No, no, I know. But I'm just saying, the reality is, I would never do that.
Right.
I could never do it. Could you do that?
I'm not going to lie. That's just who this guy
I was
is.
Gonna
no,
say
no, no, no. I know, but that's
does
why.
It for just.
But that's
not
why
for anybody, don't say that.
I didn't say that. That wasn't my
No, he's just saying that's your heart.
You yeah, do my, it for people you love.
I care about. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you know I love you. For real. I would have got you a hotel you, quickly.
Look, love you too.
Let me share a story with you, Scott. I, for one, I was Fresh Prince in Uncle Phil's beach house. Where you was at for about some good time.
Wait, are you talking about during the divorce?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we gotta
some
go
good
to that
time.
Next.
I was definitely Fresh Prince.
Everybody
in Uncle Phil's beach house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, and COVID, he kicked me out. Okay. And I'm like,
yo, we get
back. I went back.
Yo, that's a terrible time.
I went back with my children. Okay. It was a great experience. Great experience. You what? Overall, the guy's
amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, now everyone knows
the shit. But he's a
I love
when
you guys.
Everyone gets divorced, we know where we're going. Johnny.
Yo, you want to know the truth about why he got kicked out during COVID? This fucking guy, because he's like literally like my stepbrother. You want to know what he did? I would buy, and my wife was the one that actually kicked him out, and she loves Dizza. She was like, yo, did he really just not buy any groceries, not buy any this kid was eating us out of house and home like he was my son.
He's a goddamn liar.
What?
You're a goddamn liar.
Bro,
you're a goddamn liar. And you know what?
Sean.
You know what? I'm gonna
he called
I'm set this
he
right,
calls
right
you
now.
By your name.
You're a goddamn liar, John. And I'm gonna tell you what it is. I never even stepped foot on the second floor. I would be locked in that room so long, he wouldn't even know I'm in there. He'll come, oh shit, I didn't even know he was here.
That's how
Because I would be asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Will this pick up Ariel? Yeah.
First of all, quick. He looked at Dizzy and goes, Sean. Sean.
I can't believe you said that you weren't drinking all the apple juice.
I wasn't drinking
all the fucking chocolate chip cookies. You didn't eat any of that. Are you crazy?
You blame me? John, don't fucking play with me with these fucking cameras on, all right? Because don't let me relive what the fuck was going on here. Because I wasn't the only one here.
Who, Cones?
Leave me alone.
Shout out to Cones.
Skip this
part. I love you, Cones.
No. Ariel's going to call me back. I told her to call me back ASAP. You got kicked out because you were eating and drinking.
No, I got kicked out because I wasn't here through COVID and you're a fucking... what's the word?
O-C-
Hypochondriac?
O-C-
and you think
what?
You're sick when you're not?
Oh, okay, time out. So you
I'm
think,
also the same way, so it's all
but
good.
But wait, you think we
you told me, Sean.
Oh, well, I
why are you outside?
Oh,
it's
I remember
it's shut down.
I remember that. Oh, wait.
Why are you outside?
Okay, time out. You're right.
COVID is going on. Blah, 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 blah. That's what happened.
I got my dates confused. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
I had
boom.
Nothing
this
to do with
it.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Now say sorry.
And then
sorry.
We're gonna get back to you as a roommate.
Say,
don't think
say sorry.
You should
say
have.
Sorry.
I apologize. But check this out. I apologize because you didn't get kicked out for that during COVID. You got kicked out because you were running the streets like
yes.
a hood rat.
Yes. That's why I got
coming
kicked
back
out.
With, coming back.
That's
with,
why
with,
I got
with
kicked
COVID.
Out.
But we kicked you out when
I
you got divorced.
I got COVID when I got kicked out.
When you got divorced.
I didn't have. Actually, I might have got COVID. Being in this motherfucker, because him and these cats,
yeah.
I chased one of his cats outside.
He's a cat, fam. Yeah. He's in the fucking other house.
Yeah. Kev, he had a fucking negligent cat. This cat, would just leave.
Just tell me about the
hold
cat.
Hold on, please. Hold on. Ari, listen, I'm sorry to ask to call me ASAP. You're on air right now. Listen.
No, listen.
Dizza is trying to say that we didn't kick him out of the house because he was eating us out of house and home. Do you remember when he got divorced?
Oh,
I was wrong. COVID, you got kicked out because you were running around the streets like a madman and you didn't believe in COVID. But do you remember when he got divorced and he came here and we would buy a lot of shit and we'd come home and everything was eaten?
That's hilarious.
I'm crying.
First of all, you're not going to get me to say anything bad about Dizza, so I just like cannot even go there. And
My own wife is going against me. Do you see the power you have over
Sean? Damn, son.
You see this, son?
That's cold-blooded, fam. This
guy. Thank you,
Harry. I'm hanging up. All right. That's fucking nuts. Well, the truth of the story is that he was here when he got divorced because he got divorced. He came over.
Yo!
We didn't find out how many times I say divorce on this. Divorce, divorce, divorce.
He's speaking and, that shit at the atmosphere.
And,
I don't like it.
And this kid ate us out of house and home. But anyway, that's not my beef with Sky. You wanna know my beef with Sky?
No.
I have come home over 10 times and he has had the heat in the studio and up here to 88 degrees.
88 is nuts. I keep it at 82.
82
is high to people. But 75
is cold.
It's cold
as bit.
88 degrees, bro?
It's cold out here, man.
It is cold.
It's not that skinny. Cold. It's not that cold.
Like,
it's
bro,
cold.
Like, I'll be like,
no.
Bro, I'll be bricked too. I don't like feeling, bro, my mother, my whole life, she wouldn't put the fucking heat on. I'd wake up and be blowing smoke in the morning into my fucking room.
It'd be blood smoke cold in here, but like...
No, but it's cold. Cold though. I like to be comfortable.
The other issue I have, but it's actually an issue I love. I'm not gonna lie, I love you for this because that lets me know, I already knew you were my little bro, but it actually lets me know you're part of the tribe, you're part of the gang. You ash anywhere, bro, you don't give a fuck. There is a trail of ashes anywhere you go.
Really though, like for real?
Oh, we're gonna pull it up. You definitely, remember the time that I seen all the ashes in the sink and the floor in the bathroom? That was you, bro. Yeah, and I couldn't figure it out, because like if you were taking a shit, if you were taking a shit and ashing anywhere, you'd have to like reach over versus just, you could've just dropped it in here.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
There was like mad shit on the sink. I think I was just like,
and it, okay, got it.
You know,
got it. The ash, your ash anywhere is like some of the best I've ever seen. You know, I gotta give
that
you
shit
your props.
There's been some crazy shit.
You know, I've seen some crazy shit. Your ash anywheres are nuts.
Thank you.
Is he most of the ash anywhere from the stories?
Because ash anywhere started in Cali when I walked into the studio one day and every ashtray wasn't used and there was ashes everywhere but the ashtrays, and that was actually Ola Runt and DZA.
You always blame me. I wasn't even here.
Yo, he pointed.
I wasn't even
hold on, hold on. He pointed at DZA with a question. Like he didn't even really know it was DZA. He just goes, "Hola, DZA."
Expected
as if DZA was gonna be like, "Yeah, that was me. That was me."
It was Shice.
It was Ola. It was Bubs. It was Cones. Jesus Cones Christ. Is a dirty, dirty, filthy motherfucker.
Is he?
I had to kick Cones out during COVID too, because
Sam was here eating up all the snacks that you blamed me for.
It wasn't even that. He was also.
I might have drank the ginger.
He was like bringing so much drugs in the house that I was spiraling, and I said, "Bro, because during COVID you had nothing to do. You could watch movies."
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they did a lot of dumb shit.
And fuck your girl. That's how I had my first kid.
Me and my wife just fought.
I didn't do much fighting.
We fought all the time.
Yeah, I was high as fuck.
What a fucking divorce doing.
Wait, you got divorced during COVID?
What the fuck? Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Listen,
I was going through it.
That was tough.
COVID was the make or break for life.
Yes.
It was either you're going to make it or you're not going to make it.
If you were on the verge of getting divorced during COVID, it was fucking
You were done.
Me and my wife were fine. Bro, we were fine. Even with us being fine and we all got sick. Bro, I was the first group of cops at my job to get COVID. And back then, everybody said you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember, I'd come home, take off my uniform, fucking bring it right in the room, stay in the room. I was the first motherfucker to get it. I come and the superintendent of police is calling my phone. Hey, thank you so much for your service. Heard you got fucking COVID. And I'm like, this motherfucker thinks I'm gonna die. Like, I'm gonna fucking die.
So you didn't get the shot or anything. You just got COVID first.
Like, nah, I got COVID.
My belly button hurts. Sorry, go ahead.
You got the first gen COVID.
I got first gen COVID. I got COVID every year.
Yeah, I get COVID all.
I get COVID every year.
I got it twice, business. But I think I'm done. I think I learned how to stay away.
Yeah.
I think that kind of made me, I think that might have gave me social anxiety.
COVID?
It did give me social anxiety. Well, my wife?
What, like,
won't
as
go
a side
out.
Effect, you think?
Yeah.
Won't go out?
My wife has a really hard time going out after COVID.
See, I'm over it at this point. Like, I know it's real. I believe in it. I got the COVID shot, but you got to live your life. And, at the end of the day, you become immune. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and, like, or you build up an immunity to it.
Yeah, at this
point. You know?
Yeah.
So, back to the music for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
The record with Nas X is out now.
Yeah.
Light with the exclamation point.
Yes, sir.
Because you had Light original and then the remix. How did you link with like Nas X? It's so it's the first feature he's ever done. It's not like it's a normal thing and everybody
really?
Yeah, that's the first feature Lil Nas X.
You're the
X
first
ever
fucking
did.
Feature yeah. that Lil Nas X.
Make some goddamn clap that up cuz that's
fire, bro. That's crazy.
Take it off Sydney Ocean.
We definitely linked for the first time a while ago. I think just when I was like,
overseas or here?
I mean, we linked on the internet first.
Actually. Got it. He was a fan?
Nah, it was more like, I think like when I was like building my like, when I was first like trying to get like heard on the internet, well in general, like get my music heard, I was on like Twitter a lot. So it was like a lot
before
of-
Before you signed to me or?
Yeah, yeah, it was like 2017, I want to say.
Okay, got it. So early on, he's been up on you?
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
My bad, I'm trying to remember. So yeah, just like when you're like posting your shit on Twitter, at least back then, like you get into a lot of like group chats, like with musicians and shit.
Group chats?
Yeah.
With on Twitter?
Yeah. So it'd be like other like underground musicians or
like Reddit style shit?
Yeah, I don't
sort
know.
Sort of
I don't
more
know.
Like a text group chat, but like
on Twitter. Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, because it's on your phone, so you can okay, that makes sense.
So it's like you just kinda just meet a lot of like mutual like creatives through that. And he was like not new to music, but he was like putting out music, but more like on the Twitter comedy shit at the time.
Oh, he was doing comedy first?
It was much like, he was just funny. So right. like- his,
Trolling
he,
almost.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's trolling, but he would just tweet shit that would get attention because he's funny type shit. But yeah, it was just like someone I wanted to work with at the time. And then I think Old Town Road came out like maybe a month or two after that.
Crazy.
Crazy.
It's cool that you guys still remain cool because some people 100%. Will blow up and then not want to work.
Right, 1,000%. Honestly, yeah. it's definitely like been a blessing for sure. Like, just to have a friend like that.
Yeah. Well, and also I know you guys are friends, but he clearly knows you're a very dope musician. Nobody on his level is gonna do something as their first feature unless they fuck with the song, fuck with you as an artist. You know.
No, 100%. I think I think early on we helped each other's like creative process a lot. So I think we have like a mutual respect. Mm-hmm. It just kind of stayed.
You guys are homies.
Yeah.
Your music was fire from the beginning. I remember Tizo Touchdown coming here. Sean brought him here for us to look if we want look into signing him. And I actually passed on him, right? I'm comfortable saying that. I don't, you know, not every artist makes sense for me. But I remember telling Sean, I was like, we really can't sign Tizo and Sky because, you know, my primary music that I do is hip hop. So if I'm going to sign somebody outside of hip hop, it's like, let's just focus on you for until you break, you know what I mean? And I remember even your early stuff was just so good. The melodies, the writing, everything. So I feel like anybody who was a fan of you, you know what I mean? Like probably dug in early and was just like, yeah,
100%. I think I had to like kind of figure out to get people to dig, you know?
It's a hard thing, especially now, even harder now than when you were coming up because now the barrier to entry for music is so easy. Anybody could put shit up. There's so much noise out there, you know?
I think it's good though. I think it gives people a little bit more control of like what their message is, you know.
I don't care if he smokes. Hold on.
No.
Because I thought we was gonna get canceled. So
We're talking about getting canceled. You think I care about monetizing? Smoke that fucking blood.
Go ahead.
Who gives a fuck?
I mean, we're not. Jacob's the only one in his right mind right now.
You don't want him
everyone else.
No, go for it. Everyone. Also, they've been smoking. So just,
all right. No. He smoked. All right. So if he's gonna smoke, then I'm gonna smoke.
Well, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. This is
everybody's gonna smoke.
This is my perspective. Right now, I just want to put out fun shit.
Yeah.
When people start calling or they want to monetize, we could talk about not smoking now. But right now, this is the rawest
really
podcast
we
is
really
ever
can't
gonna be.
Monetize if we're smoking weed. Wasn't Howard in them smoking
weed? Ask HR and ask the producer.
I would defer to Jacob, but I feel like
Drink Champs.
No, it does. The algorithm, they'll drop it down from green to yellow for that.
Well, Sky was smoking a cigarette. Well, you can smoke cigarettes on here?
Tobacco. Yeah, you're cool to smoke tobacco.
Okay, they'll just know that it's a blunt because it's DZA, basically.
I thought we were lying. I thought we were trying to fool them right there.
I mean, I'm smoking a beanie.
It's a beanie.
Smoked beanies before?
Yeah. It's a beanie.
Yeah, I'm smoking a beanie. You remember that, Bizzy?
What do you think?
Smoking BD's model number 15.
There you go.
Yeah.
Biz, what do you think? You guys smoke weed on
it? I think on that it ultimately just makes it more challenging in post when they're trying to cut around everybody smoking.
Mm.
Okay.
Do we take a smoke break?
In the spirit of chemistry, I think that we should just keep it going and we can handle all this later. Let's just get into the group.
You good with that, Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on. Spark your blunt.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Smoke. Boom, 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 boom.
I bet. What was the question?
Feel free to spark up. You want me to get you some titty milk? Some agyal?
No, no.
Agyal?
Busy yelled at me. He's brown like me. I feel like my dad just screamed at me.
Okay.
In the spirit, to shut the fuck up and keep going. That's what I heard Busy say to me just now. In the spirit.
Fair enough. All right, craziest live performance story. I just feel like your fans would be nuts. Like, and what's interesting is I thought you did Tusi, which you don't do. Because you do the rave shit, do like the underground club stuff. I feel like there's a lot of crazy shit that happens at those events, no?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm still very early in like being able to really do
that. It's not like there's 10,000 people coming out yet for you and your fucking...
Not even that, but I feel like I just haven't done enough of them yet. You know, to have my own shit.
Yeah, I've done
a lot of like touring stuff, like opening stuff. But I feel like once I have like my own show, when people know that they're coming to see me, like it'll be different, you know?
But you haven't done a headliner show yet?
I have, but I haven't done like a head. Like I did headliners then, like left the country for like 6 months. Like I gotta be locked in with my vision and shit to really.
Really dig it, make it yours.
I have some crazy shit, girl, I could show you, but it's like kind of like hard to describe.
Explain.
When songs are at their peak, when people like really like resonate with a song or really like know that song. Like, that'd be the craziest, man.
Right. You're going to have fucking panties getting thrown at you, bras, people.
Yeah, it's like some energy shit, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think people just feel it more in the moment when it's, like, in their head.
Yep. You know, you being such a stylish guy, right, and, like, obviously very fashion-forward, what's, like, the fashion trend you hate most? Last episode, you know, we talked about the people that wrap the hats over their ears and shit like that. I forget what you said, Dizza, but,
That's what you said.
We always ask, like, what's the worst fashion trend that you see right now? Something that just disgusts you, it irks you.
Oh, you know, the fitted with the ears. Oh,
you used to wear those, though.
No, not the fitted. I used to wear the beanie with the ears.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the fitted with the ears is just, like, a mix of two, like, things that you should...
You guys wear monkey book bags and shit. All right, fucking Pokemon book bags and shit, but he took my monkey on the hat. Negative. Nah. Not fucking doing it, but I'll dress up like Pikachu and run around and take my life.
You gotta sequence it though, bro. You can't.
I hear you, my brother.
I feel like the fitted is like some like sport shit or some like.
It's the fitted with the horns?
No, just like anything, bro.
Oh, I haven't seen the fitted with the ears. That's wild.
Like long ass.
Yes, it's like a duck hat.
We need to pull that up in the pod.
You're just transforming some shit that doesn't need to be transformed that way.
You and Mikey are very similar. So before I met Mikey...
Mikey has the blonde eyebrows, though. Sky doesn't have that.
No, I know Sky doesn't have that, but they have a similar style. You guys do have a similar style, right? I mean, you would agree.
100%.
Mikey has a similar style to Sky, but I've never been... Outside of like me going to rave and me being like, what the fuck is that motherfucker wearing? I've never been introduced to that kind of style.
Yeah.
Being with Mikey on the regular now, I'm like, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, this is
stuff. What style would you consider it? Is it emo? Is it that underground?
Shit. Get that shit the fuck out of here, bro.
I don't know. That shit kind of fly, bro.
No.
I couldn't wear those either. I couldn't wear those either. But maybe order one. Let's order one for me to rock one of these episodes.
I can't lie. Is it just easier? It could be like done, but like I just like the way niggas be wearing that. Like I'm not feeling it.
I think it's cooler for a girl.
You know?
Yeah, it's cooler for a girl.
And it's like, only those ears, or is it like dog ears?
It'd be different shit. Because it's a custom, so it's like niggas do whatever.
Oh, okay, got it.
And that's 7 and 8. That's my hat size. I have a small head.
Let's order them and wear them next episode. No?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anna, make a note of that.
Get black ones though. Get black ones.
Anna's like, what a waste.
I think I'm 7.
What a waste of an idea. But sure, boss. I'll write it down.
You should get black ones, bro.
So that's your fashion no-no right there.
I just saw that like a couple of days ago and I was not feeling it at all. But I like, for the most part, like I really don't really, I feel like people should wear what they want to wear. Like,
right.
Like I'm not really like one to dislike when some shit is.
Yeah, well you're very experimental yourself. So it's like, I feel like you have to give room for others to wear what 100%. They want to wear, you know. 100%. But if something irks you, it irks you.
That I feel that for sure. But I like, again, like if it was a black one and it was like worn with something specific, maybe it's pulled off.
Right.
When did you start experimenting with your fashion, really?
I remember, bro. Like my dad was always that way.
Oh, your dad was like that. Oh, that's dope.
So it was like, it was kind of just how I learned to dress.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. So I try to teach my kids like that now, bro. Like I try to get. I make them pick their own sneakers or pick their outfits out.
What are your kids like? What's their MO? They rock just like the straight.
I mean, look, they're my kids, and I hate when people call their own kids good looking because 90% of the time it's like your kid ugly, fam. But whatever. My kids are very good looking boys, and I feel like, but I didn't have any style when I was younger, bro. Like, you know what I mean? My shit was like white tee. Like, I remember, like, senior year, like, my highlight was like, yo, first day of school, I would buy a box of white tees, of 100 white tees. I'm like, yo, I'm fly white for the whole year, fam, you know?
That is fly, though.
Back then, it was, like, cool, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't really have style like that, you know? Like, I had bifocals. My mother couldn't get contacts, so fuck you, bitch.
But what did you put?
Don't do it! Don't do it.
Let's go there now.
Don't do it, bitch.
What did you put with the white tee, though?
No, bro, I grew up in Queens, so it was just like Air Force Ones, black or white. You buy some Uptown, black.
That's not style, though. Like,
but I think like with my kids, I want them, I'm like, yo, try shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do shit, do different shit.
I mean, like, bro, I feel like as long as you encourage them to do that, they will.
You know what I mean? Do your own thing, pick your own shit. Because one of my kids, you don't give a fuck. You pull out a fucking anything, he'll wear it. The other one's mad picky.
My son is too young to understand what my girl is doing to him. She dresses him in Ella's hand-me-downs, and I'm like, yo, he's running around the house with like pants that don't fit, like it's like this tight,
no,
definitely a belly shirt, and you know his hair is crazy. Elijah's a mess.
Elijah's cute, bro. That is a cute kid right there.
When he's old enough to watch this, he's gonna know that your mom did this. I stressed to her. I say, hey, can we buy him some new stuff? It's like, yeah, he's gonna grow out of it anyway. I'm like, yeah, but we'll have no pictures to remember how cute he was.
Because
he's looking crazy. My girl does not care.
But he's also at that age. I was the same way with the kids. I wasn't buying shit. Like, my boys would buy like crazy sneakers and all this. I know. But it's cool to take photos and shit. Like, but your son is gonna be a stud, bro. That kid has blue eyes. Dog, bro, he's gonna be a stud.
Yeah, nice curly hair. He's gonna look like a mix of Screech and somebody with blue eyes. Like a, I don't know who has blue eyes. Like
you have blue eyes, but not. Nah, you, not you don't good look like your son.
Nah,
bro.
He's a good looking kid. I don't know where that came from. All right, let me see what I want to ask next.
I wanted to bring up a point.
Okay, there it is.
The old heads. Who say stuff about like how Uzi dresses and some of the other like.
Am I old head at this point?
No. Old head is the mentality, I think.
That's my dog.
So mature. It's the children in the room telling us how we should feel.
Old. I don't feel old, but I'm just curious. Am I the old head? I'm 40 plus years
going
old.
Going off of age, maybe we are, but going off of like mentality to Scott's point, no, we're not. But my point is, all the old heads who are like, oh, how could you wear that? Have you ever seen a Busta Rhymes video? Have you ever seen Busta Rhymes and Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Right. And he was fly,
too. Seen some of the most questionable outfits in hip-hop during, like, our generation. Yeah, 103,000 in the Rosa Parks
sure,
video.
For sure.
Yeah. That's so, true. I feel like a lot of people it was forget, more like, rare. It was more rare.
Yeah. I think a lot of people forget, like, as artists, we're taking reference from our own people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like a lot of the shit we're doing, like.
When you say your own people, you don't mean the artist community, just your homies. Like, oh, I like this style.
No, you mean
like
artists.
The rap community, black community, like whatever. Like, a lot of this shit is. Like, you go through the shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you just take influence from that shit regardless.
Right. And you've said that you don't want to be considered rap, right? Like, you don't feel that that.
Yeah, but
is,
like, at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be who I am, like, regardless.
Right.
Yeah, whoever fucks with it, fucks with it. So if it falls within rap, fuck it.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
So what was the question, Busy?
It was more just a call out to all the shit that went down in our generation that we act
like we forget about, and call out the youth in there, just let the young kids do what they want to do. It's like a cycle.
Exactly.
I agree. More prevalent now than it was back then. But yeah, you had Busta Rhymes, you had Andre 3000.
But then I have nothing to talk shit about. I feel like I have to be able to talk shit about.
So you are one of those old you are one of those old heads that's talking shit.
I shit on Mikey all the time.
Yeah, then people like talk
Mikey,
shit.
But it's out of love. Mikey,
come here for a sec. Come have a seat on the couch next to Sky.
Yeah.
Right in between Dizza and Sky. Oh, he
Mikey
left. He said,
yet.
Fuck this podcast.
Oh,
he's
not here?
Out of here.
He's not here?
Actually not here.
He's finished.
Oh, he's gone.
Did I?
Oh, you're something? Fired. He thinks he's slick. He's hiding in the bathroom right now. Supposed to be taking pictures right now, you dick. Fire.
He left?
No, he didn't.
Sky, have you ever been smashing?
Nah, you don't gotta get him. You don't gotta get him. It's cool.
Say again.
Have you ever been smashing and your song comes on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? It's really, I didn't like that though.
It's awkward? You lose
the
motion?
No, but like, we both know like this song is playing right now.
Right,
bro.
So it's never you playing it. You're not setting your playlist.
I mean, for me, bro, it's a little bit awkward. Like, I don't know if it's like a personal thing with music.
Nah, because no, I hate hearing my videos. Right. People will play my videos in front of me.
Can we talk about the fact that people are saying no Diddy?
That's hilarious.
It's hysterical, but like, to go from Diddy to no Diddy?
Yeah, to go from pause and no homo
like,
to Diddy,
like, yo, no Diddy is crazy. Pause and no homo might never be around again. No Diddy might be the new shit.
I love this fucking show. I would, we could just say this shit. This type of shit right here just moves.
Like, no, the question.
You can't, I haven't heard no homo in a long time. I'm so glad we could say it just
real. Wait, no, just because
I'm so glad we could say it just real.
Hey, just because I
can't cancel it. Fuck.
I'm pretty sure we can't say it.
First of all, I work with Cam, so.
Cam is my, come on.
So it's like, I grew up on Cam too. That I will forever say that. I have nothing against any race, gender, sexuality.
We are the most loving human beings on the planet.
So I can say
that's a fact.
This is just whatever I want. It doesn't matter.
Now look, with the no Diddy thing. Now, I used to have another name for Diddy, and it wasn't
what was it?
They make it, and it was work. It was pounds. We would call it P Diddy.
Oh yeah, of course.
Diddy. So that we used to call pounds Diddy. So now it's kind of hard to say, yo, I got 10 Diddies, because it's like,
hey, yo, poor. Like,
does that mean you got 10 dicks?
Hey, yo, well, you take it all the way to the what the fuck?
Is that what that means now?
I don't know. I mean, however. Someone will articulate.
You got 10 Diddy. Sexual harassment claims?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just asking, like,
we got a great edit.
Yeah, we had Dizzy ready to go, and he just made it so much worse. Dizzy is ready to speak. And he's like, so you got 10 dicks? So 10 dicks, huh?
Yo. All right. Well, now that we're on this subject, R. Kelly spoke on this, and he said that Diddy is innocent.
You gotta be a bad motherfucker to have an R. Kelly.
How you know? You don't even have, hold on. Right? You don't even have a TV, Kelly. Fuck out of here. How you
also,
know he's innocent?
It's deeper than that. It's like, do you even want R. Kelly coming to your rescue?
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. No. Right?
No.
Mm-mm. That ain't it. That threw me
that's
off.
Like like a backwards cosign, bro.
Yeah. Right. It's like, yeah, that is a backwards cosign. He's like, he innocent like me.
Yeah.
Diddy's so innocent as is myself.
Yo.
Motherfucker. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Stop fucking.
That is fucking
stop talking
funny.
About me, bitch.
Damn. I'm just digesting it all right now. I'm just taking in where this conversation has gone. Jesus.
Yo, what's your favorite city to perform in?
Here.
Yeah, sure. New York.
Yeah, New York.
I feel like this is your hometown, low-key.
I mean, it's very similar to, like, home, I guess, like, in layout and shit and energy. But I think just, like, musically, like, here picked it up first. You know? So it's, like, I don't know what the word is, but it's just a different energy when I play here type shit.
I want to go to London and do a show so bad, bro.
London's fire.
I have a big following out there, but I'm trying to convince fucking Frosty to book a show out there.
He doesn't want you to do a show out there?
I don't know if he doesn't want it. He just, I've said it multiple times. He said, we have to talk about it.
Well, as a good manager, I'm making a note.
Make a note. I like that. I want to do London so bad, bro.
What about you?
My first London show was crazy. I did the Jazz Cafe out there. That shit was super dope. I think my favorite place to perform is probably... That's a good question. California, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really have like a certain spot. I love LA because I feel like my content is weed and LA is
built
off that, and they don't see me that much.
Yeah.
So when they do, it's like
different.
It's different. You know.
I feel you.
Yeah.
They just resonate with
me. Cali and Miami and Phoenix are my favorite spots.
Phoenix is dope.
And Tampa too. Honestly, Florida, California.
Anywhere
and Arizona are my favorite places.
Well, I've never been to Florida or Arizona.
Tampa is amazing. Ooh, love that shit.
Tampa, I mean, it's obviously very different. Place. You guys are musicians. I do comedy.
Florida,
but, bro, the energy in Tampa was insane. insane. I never felt anything on my like list that though. Before.
Bro, I just love Tampa as a city, man. Like, that shit is fucking fly. Like, people love Miami for the hustle and bustle and shit, but I think Miami is too much.
Tampa's a lot of New York.
Tampa is a lot of New York, and it's still the same weather and the same aesthetic as a Miami, but way more calm.
Way more calm. Miami's nutty.
Yeah. Sorry, Johnny. I know you don't care about.
I'm drunk. I'm just listening. I don't have anything to say right now. I'm just
shout
trying
out to Nick and Hulk Hogan too.
Yeah, that I don't know. You know, we could go into wrestling right now if you want, because I've never understood your obsession with wrestling. You're 40 now.
I'm 40.
It's fake.
Yeah.
You still go to it, and like you travel the world with Wes and everybody. Like,
I'm actually traveling tomorrow to start WrestleMania weekend. Because it's 2 days, it's been 2 days for the last 5 years, and I'm a part of WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, that's fire.
Is it just like an ode to your childhood, and it makes you like...
It's an ode to my childhood. Like, so let's go with the, it's fake. All right, so it's not fake. It's scripted.
So do you think the NFL's fake?
My friends get hurt. I think everything that we consume entertainment is fake. Mm. We're in the rap business.
Mm-hmm.
It's fake.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of like fake things, so I like wrestling a lot.
Interesting.
And I like wrestling for the storytelling purpose and not...
Okay, I feel that. So you can just get high and laugh about it.
Yeah, and it's like since I was a kid, it's like Marvel, right? So it's not a cartoon as far as animated, but you follow a story. Right. So Hulk Hogan...
Hogan still your favorite?
Of course.
You still got the Hogan piece?
Of course.
This guy got a big Hulk Hogan piece.
Hogan is the man. That's actually my homie.
Can you grab my ice pack, the one that the big
blue? Oh, you know him personally?
In the freezer.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I was in Tampa killing me right now. Last weekend in the sun with Nick.
Do you see that light floss or flex? It's like,
it is a flex.
How did you become Hulk Hogan's son, Nick?
He's like, yeah, he's actually B positive blood type.
So I got stupid.
Just saying. We donated really blood together.
So, and you know, he lives in Miami. He really likes jet skis.
Sorry. I used to make wrestling infused hip hop. So I would rap over the theme songs. Of let's say a Stone Cold Steve Austin or NWO or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And the wrestling community is similar to the hip hop community because it's a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like those worlds always coincided because back in the day, they had the Ruthless Aggression CD where fucking Method Man did the Rock theme song over. They had a music video for it. The Lox did WCW main event and rapped over wrestling theme music. So it's always been
adjacent.
So for me, it was pretty simple to like bring that back and cross those worlds for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
fans love that. You drop a lot of music that's cross referenced.
And I'm not the only one. You know, it was a lot of guys that was doing Wale. Me and Wale became friends from arguing who did it first.
Oh, really?
What, so you or him who did it first? Yeah.
We argued before we became friends.
So, but you said that you basically started the wrestling rap trend.
I like to say...
You made it cool.
I like to say I made it cool at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then Wale was also at the same time, so we made it cool. And I feel like Wes took it further as far as, you know, he'll spend $20,000 to sit at a PLE event, like a random one.
Looking for talent, or why is he there?
Just because he loves it like me.
Right.
And it's,
what's PLE?
Primetime Live Event. So that's like a WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. So a 20,000 ticket is the hard camera. So you're definitely on a camera. Like in the video games, we're in the video game.
So it's like
by sitting in the crowd.
Really?
Right. Like the new WWE game. If you look, you'll see me, Wale. You'll see.
Oh, so that's how they do it.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's crazy. So if you pay for a PLE, so if you pay for a certain section of ticket, you're gonna be on the video game.
Well, it's not for certain, but the fact that they're using, you have a chance because. In the video games, they use footage from WrestleMania. Wow. And like they'll use like live footage and then merge it into this graphic video. You think you're still watching it live, but you're playing the game.
That's
right.
Wild.
So you'll see yourself in the crowd if you're sitting ringside. And you know, that shit is just a thrill for us. We do it once a year. It's like a homie retreat.
Yeah.
So, nah, that's fire. It's fire. Better than drugs. Fire. That's what we did.
Yeah. No, I used to be
my
Instagram.
My guy.
Yeah. Oh, I think shit. I just couldn't keep up with it on TV because it was like, okay. It was like, obviously they screened it for here. I have to like watch it like midnight.
Then you can't really.
But I used to love that shit, bro.
Right.
Love that shit.
And Busy really yelled at me like a dad.
What'd he say? Don't said, smoke?
Two conversations at once.
Oh yeah, he did that too.
Two conversations at once.
My shoulder's killing me today. I think it's because of the rain. I'm fucked up. I'm icing my back next.
Well, that'd be happening to me too when it rains.
Well, that's not working.
No, this is working. It feels great. What do you mean? I know where my shoulder pain is. What do you
that's
mean?
It's not working. Why isn't working? Shit because it's too far. It's first of all, it's on a layer of fabric.
I'm cold as shit right now.
I don't think so. I don't think it works.
I ice all the time. I know what I'm doing.
Put it on me.
You're gonna feel that. You're gonna feel that. Give it a minute or two. Feel this. I'm cold.
I don't feel anything.
Right. It's been 10 seconds. I didn't know your pops was a music producer.
Yeah, he like rap too.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Does he like your music?
Yeah. Loves it. I feel like it was very like a through line because like his influences or my influences came from.
Yeah, it's cold.
The shit he was. See?
See?
A lot of my influences. Hey, baby. A lot of my influences came from shit he was putting me onto when I was younger.
Right, that's a lot of times how musicians, you know?
So it's like, obviously there's like differences, but.
What did dad do with you? Because I do, I make my kids sit in my car and I listen to loud music, a lot of old school shit. And a lot of times they hate it when they were younger, they love it now. Now they bop to it. Mm-hmm. But they used to hate it. But I told myself like, I'm going to force it for the next couple of years because I know what good music is.
I always loved it, bro. I used to want him to like turn the shit like louder.
Yeah, well now they do that. When they were younger, they'd be like, dang, turn it off. Now they're like a little older, you know.
I could just see you torturing your children.
I torture them, bro. I have fucking Mob Deep on. I'm like, shut up. Shut up and listen and shut the fuck up. Absorb it.
Okay. So in a perfect world, what would your kids turn out to be profession-wise?
I would like them to be... It's just gonna sound super cliche, but like professional, whether it be work on Wall Street or any of that shit, if they wanted to, it would have to be something that they really enjoyed. Or if they want to start their own business, I would love to be able to give them their own money to start their own business.
Right.
It's really just up to them.
But not a musician, not a comedian, nothing in the
No, I'd love for them to do any of that, but I wouldn't want them to take it based off of me. Like my son, they were like, what do you want to be when you grow up? You have to dress like that for school. So one of my sons wanted to be a cop because I used to be a cop. Mm-hmm. And my oldest wanted, he was like, I'm going to be a comedian. And my whole thing is like, fam, I didn't even know I was going to be a comedian until I was 30. So.
Wow. Only been a comedian for what, 2 years?
Yeah. But I'm saying like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like you have these instincts of where your life, you know, everything happens for a reason, but. I want him to pick his own lane.
That's deep.
Fuck you, bitch.
That's deep.
Everything, you know what I'm saying, though?
I mean?
And so for me, it's just about like whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't care.
I agree. As long as it makes him happy.
Just don't go to school for like fucking art.
What? Yeah, I hear it. I hear it.
Because it's literally listed as the most like the most unemployment. They just came out with a statistic. It's
like you might as well like get something that you can use.
Yeah, I bet you. If you're gonna be an artist, paint, motherfucker.
Mikey, did you go to school for art?
You know, you don't have to pay $500,000 to fucking...
I feel you, bro. I didn't go to school for music.
I regret it.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. What would you have gone to school for?
Probably business.
Got it.
Right.
Like a business mindset, working in the industry.
Yeah, because you can do whatever you want with a business degree.
Right.
That is true. Right, YouTube, university.
Fair enough.
It's crazy. My oldest son, Ian, he graduated from high school early.
Time flies, which bro. Is he in college now?
So he's not going to college yet. First, he was working. He went and got his own gig on his own. It was at McDonald's first. I respected his hustle.
I was gonna say, how'd you feel your son working at McDonald's?
Because it was overnight, and I respected his hustle because he did that shit on his own. He's just like, I'm tired of asking for money.
Right.
And I just want my own money, and I don't give a fuck where it's at.
Yeah.
And then he quit. Mm-hmm. Right. And then he's like, all right, so dad, can I like work with you? I'm like, sure. He's like, can I like drive you around?
Like, yeah, is he the one that got in the accident?
Let's do it. So we drove around for a little while. So let me.
She ruined the story.
Shut the fuck up.
So you know, we drove around. We drove around for a little while.
That's the one that flipped the Jeep.
Bro, he can't move his shoulder to this day. You need to go to rehab. You'll never be able to play basketball.
I go to PT all the time. Let me finish my story.
Oh, I know, he's hilarious. The one who flipped the Jeep. You got the ticket.
Right, so you know, he's like, dad, can I drive you around? You know, can you just pay me? I'm like, great, it's good bonding time. This is like, you know, good little 2.5 hours.
I'm thinking about what you told me when the accident happened.
Oh, God.
Right, good bonding time. So about 2.5-3 months, riding clean. And I'm even letting him hold the car. Like, he could take the car.
He bought a whip. He was ready to go.
I said, go ahead, go take the car. Go ahead, go on your little date, whatever. Just don't fuck my shit up. Come back. Cool. It was good for a little while. And then this one Friday.
I can't breathe.
Rainy Friday afternoon. His mother sent me on some fucking dummy mission to go get kids fucking, what with the physical forms to go back to school. I'm like, all right, cool. I had baby Sean too, but baby Sean, for this one time, I'm like, yo, you want to come with us? He's like, nah, dad, I'm good.
I can feel it in my lungs.
He's like, for once, I'm so happy because that's the only thing I really thought about, like, wow, I'm so glad he wasn't there. But he was just like, he curved my whole shit.
And normally he always wants to be with you, right?
He always wants, but he was in my house.
Right.
But he was like, I don't want to go outside. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to go, yeah, I go. So we go, me and him, listening to music, la, 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 la. Everything's going good. We go past the intersection. It's like a fucking UPS truck double parked in this weird fucking Bronx intersection. And we get T-boned by this fucking old lady in a Lexus that flipped me 2 times.
Girl,
and
almost killed me. I was
stressed. All right, so back.
Hold on, tell him how you got out of the car.
Oh, so, all right, so now, oh, yeah, this is good.
Look at how big he is, so, too. So,
All right, so immediately when this happened,
were your ears ringing and shit? By the way, I don't want to joke about that accident. I love you. God forbid anything worse.
We came out, but a couple herniated discs, but everything's good. I live to laugh the story. So,
but how'd you get out of the car?
I'm telling you. So the car. So the car takes. Let me get the traumatic shit, freaky zeaky. So the car takes one flip right here, and then it goes for another flip. But we hit a fucking Mustang that's double parked. God bless this guy that came out. He actually knew who I was, right? So, boom. You hit a car crash, the impact, boom! My son is like, oh shit, dad, are you good? The first thing I said was, kid, you fuck my fucking truck.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker.
But I'm going into survival mode because we're like this as we're having this conversation. So I'm
gravity is against us.
For one time, I got my seatbelt on because my girl's voice is in my head like, wear your fucking seatbelt. You stupid. What do you think? So I got my seatbelt on and I'm like this and I'm like, you fuck my truck up, kid.
What a combo.
And then he's like, I know, dad. It wasn't my fault. I said, look. I said, look, this is the whole shit. I said, all right, so look. Don't panic. Are you okay? All right, cool. All right, so you're dead. All right, so look, nothing fucking broke. The windows, everything is still, I'm still good for some reason. It's no broken windows. So now I'm panicking. I need some air now because now I'm starting to feel claustrophobic. Yeah. So my windows still work. I roll my window down, get the air. I hear the commotion outside. Ah! What the fuck? Oh my God! Ah! Call the ambulance! So, my adrenaline is boosted. I detach the seatbelt somehow, kung fu style. I get out that shit. And then I pull myself up through the window. So, I'm coming through the window like the Undertaker. I got a yellow Avirex on. Okay? And all my jewelry. And I'm coming through the window.
Yo.
And I finally, like, you know, like when you're trapped somewhere and you get that fresh air? I got that fresh air and I'm climbing out the window. Now I'm literally on the door of my car sitting as everybody is like, oh my God. And I'm like, my son is in there. Cool, get fucking in.
Are you out of the car or are you just halfway out?
I'm halfway out the car. But I'm sitting on top of the truck and Ian wants to get out and I'm just like,
you gotta wait.
Better stay the fuck
so
right
until
there.
The ambulance came, were you just halfway out of the truck?
Yeah. the fire department, shout out to the fire department uptown. They were very nice and they assisted me out. And that motherfucker's trying to get in. He's hanging on my shit like, I'm my son in there. Catch him! Let me tell you, you came off the big wall. I'm going back in. But my son is in this. So then, you know, I'm watching my brand new truck, man.
And it was a Lexus truck, right?
It's my Lexus
truck. It's expensive,
truck,
man.
Too. My first truck, man. And
I can't breathe.
I might have had fucking 30,000 miles on that thing. And this fucking forklift came and it scraped my truck off the concrete and back on four wheels.
Guys, we're winding down Good Talk episode 1. Skywater in the house. Thank you so much for coming. My friend, my brother, one of my favorite artists, obviously. He signed a Good Talk. I only sign shit I love. Anything you want to plug before the end of the episode?
Go get rain, go get light, and keep your eyes open. We got shit coming for you.
Yeah. As we say right here, Good Talk, you prick.
Good Talk, you prick.
You feel less energy? Trouble sleeping? Can't get up in the morning like you used to. I used to suffer from these issues too. But then I started seeing Rich Doc. Scroll so fucking fast, Jacob. Alright, let's focus. Come on, y'all. We got shit to do. You feel less energy sleeping? Can't get up in the morning like you used to. I used to suffer from those issues too. But then I started seeing Rich Doc. Now I can get up in the morning and at night. Use promo code SMOKEDIZZA for half off. You'll go from calling us Rich Doc to Dr. Richard.
Yeah. Now, that's not a real ad.
What the fuck?
And not for nothing, that was Jacob's idea.
That was a good one anymore. I gotta take a break.